Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The third baseman, Travis Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slick Castleman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Slick Castleman. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Heck moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Heck moves to third. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heck scores. French moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta juggles the ball. That's an error on Cavaretta. Ott moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig strikes out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Klein moves to third. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards first. Terry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Slick Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Cubs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges bunts towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Koenig covering, for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Lieber goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mancuso for a passed ball. Herman scores. Hartnett moves to third. Demery moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball towards left. Moore catches it and throws to home to double up Hartnett. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken O'Day now catching. Slick Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Castleman strikes out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurgis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Demery who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French bunts towards the mound. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gallen is walked intentionally. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Gallen moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Herman moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ewell Moore now pitching. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Day for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a line drive towards center. Demery catches it and throws to first to double up Koenig. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Hack hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lieber. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack moves to third. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Kiddo Davis pinch hits for Ewell Moore. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moore strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Alan Stout now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball towards left field. Moore makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Moore. Gallen moves to second. 1 out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kline is walked intentionally. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Kline moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Demery takes first base on ball 4. O'Day moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kline scores. O'Day moves to third. Demery moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Koenig covering, for the out. 2 outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Hack is walked intentionally. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Terry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French strikes out. 1 out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Gallen. Hermann moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Day is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Harry Danning pinch hits for Alan Stout. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning strikes out. 1 out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moore is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a pop-up towards short. Georges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.